This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director Alicia Graf Mack, plus five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says the Bears moving to Arlington Heights is not a done deal. The team last week says it's pivoted focus from building a new stadium along Chicago's lakefront to building one at Arlington Park. Johnson says he's lobbied for the Bears to stay in Chicago, but at this point, it will come down to state lawmakers.
I've done everything that I possibly could do. I've done my part. You know, at this point, it's if the state of Illinois wants to keep the Bears in the city of Chicago, the football is in their, hold on, Tommy's on the court. The ball is on the side of the field. You get the point.
Johnson says talks of a deal for the Bears to break their Soldier Field lease have yet to come up. Meantime, the Chicago City Council is considering a measure to require landlords to have a valid reason for evicting tenants. Landlords would have to state why they are terminating a lease, including non-payment of rent or lease violations or a condo conversion. And if the lease termination is not a tenant's fault, the landlord would be required to pay relocation assistance. Here's Northwest Side Alder Anthony Cazeta speaking in support of the ordinance this morning at City Hall.
We need to stand up and fight against landlords who think that they can just buy buildings and displace people for profits, who think that they can just disrespect the people who created our neighborhoods and who created our cities.
Similar legislation exists in 11 states and more than 25 municipalities. The city of Gary, Indiana today came up big, landing a new convention center development. My colleague Michael Puente reports a 300-room hotel and 145,000-square-foot convention center, along with other amenities, is coming to the Steel City. Gary was picked over nearby Hobart, Indiana. The Gary development is a partnership between the city, the state, also Hard Rock Casino, and Dallas-based development group AECOM. Gary Mayor Eddie Melton says it's a good day.
This is going to be more jobs, more increase our tax base, increase in tourism and hospitality. It's going to be pretty exciting.
The project will be funded through gaming taxes and a $30 million commitment from Hard Rock Casino. No completion date has been set. And beloved Chicago actor and comedian George Wendt died this week. While Wendt had a long career, including time at the Second City in Chicago, also on Broadway and in film, he's best known for his role as Norm on the sitcom Cheers. B.J. Jones is the artistic director of Northlight Theater and was a longtime friend of Wendt. And he tells our Reset program, Wendt was generous and empathetic and an underrated performer.
Yes, he's known for Norm. And yes, he's known for being here in town anyway, as being a star of Second City. But what a lot of people didn't realize was that he was an extraordinary actor with depth and genuine skill.
George Wendt was 76 years old. President Donald Trump is going after student borrowers. He's called past efforts at student debt relief illegal, and he's ramping up efforts to collect unpaid educational debt. Now, this new approach has some people in Chicago feeling stressed and hopeless. And my colleague Lisa Corian Phillip brings us the story of one man who went back to school to gain financial security, but the loans he borrowed to pay for it, they're getting in the way.
My name is Jay. Do I say what I do as a...
Yeah, sure, yeah.
So I'm a legal assistant at a law firm downtown.
And I meet up with Jay Baker during his lunch break. We chat as we walk down Washington Street to Millennium Park. It's a beautiful spring day, and we both need some time outside.
I'm from Chicago, born and raised, and I took out some loans that are now kind of... I'm a little bit worried about them.
Jay had been working at a catering company for years when the pandemic hit.
And then I was out of work for a month because I was in the proximity of someone who had COVID. So, you know, that took a hit, and that kind of made me realize what I needed to go back to school and to keep my finances at least stable.
Jay went to City Colleges of Chicago to get his associate's degree in paralegal studies. To pay for it, he racked up $5,000 in student debt. Jay was living paycheck to paycheck, so that was a lot for him. But he was feeling okay about it. At the time, President Joe Biden was trying to ease the burden on student loan borrowers. Jay could sign up for Biden's brand new SAVE plan. It lowered payments based on income, all the way down to $0 for people like Jay, who couldn't afford another monthly bill. And eventually, with his new degree, he scored a steady job working for an attorney.
My first firm was with Jeffrey Levin. Everybody might know his commercials. They might have heard him on the radio.
What Jay didn't see coming? Republicans tying the SAVE plan up in legal challenges. And Trump returning to office. The new administration quickly got to work cutting back loan repayment plans, restricting debt cancellation for teachers and nurses and other public service workers, and restarting collections for borrowers with missed payments.
I don't think it's fair at all. I don't think anything they're doing is fair. I just feel like there's no understanding of, you know, people's situation.
While the SAVE plan is held up in courts, Jay does not have to make payments, and his debt is not piling on interest. But with Trump as president and Republicans in control of Congress, the SAVE plan is almost certainly dead in the water. And the replacement proposed by conservative lawmakers would increase what most people have to pay each month.
I'd probably have to buy less groceries, probably. I would probably have to get rid of my car. I would probably have to send my mom less money. She lives in the Philippines. And I know she already asked for more than I can afford, so having to send her less is probably going to be painful for both of us.
In an ideal world, Jay would love to continue school and get his bachelor's degree. With the way Trump is taking things, he doesn't think that's in the cards.
We should be making more investments and more making it easier for people to go to school rather than, you know, putting up all these roadblocks and just, you know, making it difficult for no reason other than, like, politics.
Without the SAVE plan or a similar option to replace it, fewer people will go back to school, he says. And he thinks the country will be worse off for it. Lisa Corian Phillip, WBEZ News.
Tomorrow, you'll hear the story of another Chicagoan who went back to school later in life and has given up on student debt relief under President Trump. Weather, we've got some showers through late afternoon, a high in the low 50s, more rain tonight, a low in the upper 40s, and scattered showers on Thursday, high in the mid 50s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.